restaurant on a main street, and I guess the house in back was the owners of the restaurant. The chickens came in and out the back door at will, and I guess the chickens kept the floor clean, and all the stuff that fell off the grill, the chickens ate. I was working underneath the oven, the range, the cooktop, whatever, on a gas line or something, and these chickens were wandering around freely. I guess they kept it cleaner than they made a mess, I guess volume-wise. It was kind of a strange one. And then there's the chickens at another location, a different town, down in San Diego by a street called Ocean View, I think. This family, I think they were from Laos. They had chickens in the kitchen because these people didn't understand kitchens. They didn't understand, different culture. And so they thought the kitchen cabinets would be perfectly handy to keep the chickens. So instead of cupboard doors, those were gone. And I can tell you where the doors went. That's the rest of the story. But the chickens lived in the cupboards without the doors. So just chicken wire over it. And then they would lay the eggs. And they would throw the chicken scratch up there and keep the chickens at bay, in these little cupboards. Well, where the doors went was this house had a crawl space, as any house from that era of that district did. And this crawl space was, 3-4 feet, you get on your hands and knees. Well, the kitchen drain, obviously, had not been connected in years. It was cast iron, and probably years ago somebody used Drano, or I shouldn't say a brand name, but, treated it wrong, and the acid ate the pipe away, and then so all the kitchen waste didn't go down the drain anymore. It just puddled underneath the house. Well, now this puddle grew, and of course it percolated, so it grew, and so the fats, oils, and grease, plumbers know as fog, floated to the top. So there was a slab. I'm telling you, there was a slab of grease 6 inches thick under this house. Now, I had to get from the entrance side of the crawl space to the kitchen, where the, underneath the kitchen sink. So what I had to do was I had to get some long boards and then put some tarps on them and stuff and slide across the boards over the slab of animal grease. And what I had to do was get these long boards. Where do you get the boards? Well, I got the boards from taking the cupboard doors from the kitchen that were laid out on these boards, were drying fish. What they did for their dried fish is they couldn't dry it outside because of the flies. So they would put the cupboard doors underneath the house over the sludge of grease with these long boards and these cupboard doors with this like cheesecloth, and then lay the fish out on it to dry. And the reason the flies didn't get it is they had cheesecloth over all the vents to the basement, and the crawl space door was sealed up. And I wondered why it was so sealed up, because everything else was such a shambles. So anyway, so the flies couldn't get in. The fish would dry underneath this house just inches above a thick slab of animal grease. Anyway, so I got over to the other side of the grease thing. I didn't fall in. I hooked up a fern co, and I threw midair hanging wires off the floor joist. Over through the air, I hung an ABS drain line and reconnected it to the cast iron line, and put the fish on the cupboard doors back on the long boards over the grease slab. That's chickens in the house and chickens in the restaurant.